From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message called Christ and Mammon. From the 16th chapter of Luke, Dr. Cairns uses the two familiar parables to demonstrate our Lord's teaching about riches, true and false. Money exerts a strange power over people, even over Christians. The Savior warns against the subtle power of worldly wealth and exhorts His people to seek for the true riches. That is, we're to have our eyes on eternity and to make sure that our destination is heaven. Before concluding the message, Dr. Cairns brings today's hot topic, political correctness gone stark raving mad.
I'd better warn you up front that you're going to find this report difficult to believe. You'll think I'm pulling your leg. But I'm not kidding you. What I'm about to tell you comes from the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. It is sober fact, and it's crazy. But judge for yourself. I quote, "A story based on the Three Little Pigs fairy tale has been turned down by a government agency's awards panel as the subject matter could offend Muslims. The digital book retelling the classic story was rejected by judges who warned that, quotes, the use of pigs raises cultural issues. BECTA, the government's educational technology agency, is a leading partner in the annual BET Awards for schools. The judges also attacked Three Little Cowboy Builders for offending builders. The book's creative director, Ann Curtis, said the idea that including pigs in a story could be interpreted as racism was like a slap in the face. The CD-ROM digital version of the traditional story of the Three Little Pigs called Three Little Cowboy Builders is aimed at primary school children. But judges at this year's BET Award said that they had, quotes, concerns about the Asian community and the use of pigs raises cultural issues. The Three Little Cowboy Builders has already been a prize winner at the recent Education Resource Award, but its Newcastle-based publisher, Shoofly, were turned down by the BET Award panel. The feedback from judges explaining why they had rejected the CD-ROM highlighted that they, quotes, could not recommend this product to the Muslim community. They also warned that the story might, quotes, alienate part of the workforce, namely the building trade. The judges criticized the stereotyping in the story of the unfortunate pigs. Is it true that all builders are cowboys? Builders get their work blown down and builders are like pigs? Close the report. So there you have it. A fairy tale aimed at entertaining 4- and 5-year-old kids could insult Muslims and hurt the tender feelings of construction workers. It's hard to avoid the conclusion that the world has gone mad. I'm reminded of the verdict of a famous conservative on those who voted for socialist candidates. He said, they are stark, raving bonkers. I think that's a very good phrase to sum up these politically correct lunatics. Compared to them, most certifiable madmen are models of sanity. They are stark, raving bonkers.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean very much to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. Recently, in their publication, Major Report, the American Council of Christian Churches evaluated the U.S. Faith and Order Commission 50th anniversary event of the National Council of Churches held at Oberlin College in Ohio in July of last year. For an informative look at how far the ecumenical apostasy of our day is willing to go in disregarding the authority of the Holy Scripture, you need to read this newsletter. A free copy is yours simply by requesting it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
See, once you set your eyes on the mammon of unrighteousness instead of the true riches, you're never satisfied. The United States is a living proof of this. The Washington journalist, who's a fellow of the Brookings Institute, George Easterbrook by name, and he has written a book called The Progress Paradox, How Life Gets Better While People Feel Worse. And he starts to look at a few things. Over the last 100 years in America, life expectancy has risen from 47 years old to 77 years old. Diseases that once ravaged the population that your great-grandparents had to fight with are no longer even a fear. They don't exist. We hear so much about the incidence of cancer, stroke, and heart disease, and yet the reality is that adjusted for population increase, these are actually in the decline. And the awful truth is that most of America's health problems come from an overabundance of cheap food. That's a fact. It's also a fact that 1/3 of all United States families own at least 3 cars. A fact that in 2001, Americans spent more on, hold it, watercraft than the entire North Korean gross domestic product. $25 billion. It's also a fact that in the last 25 years, real dollar incomes for the middle class in this country is up by about 50%. And you could go on. And yet people never felt worse. And that's the reality. And one reason he gives for their not feeling worse, if I may quote another journalist, is that the more we can order and charge, the more we are aware of what we do not possess. So here you have the richest country in history, with the widest distribution of wealth ever known among men. And that's not in any way to underestimate the needs that remain and the poverty that grinds upon millions. But it is to say, in the richest country with the widest distribution of wealth, with the highest standard of living that the world has ever seen, people are getting more and more miserable. They have never felt worse. And while it's true that the charge it, credit card mentality, locks people into debt that makes them poor when they ought not to be poor because they've been spending what they don't have on a bunch of junk that they don't need. While that's true, the real lesson here is that worldly possessions never make people happy. They never satisfy the soul. And so the Lord Jesus is warning, there's true riches that you should be going after. And then he warns that you set your sights on things on earth, and the possessions of this world can blind you to the danger of your soul, to your need of salvation, and the necessity to prepare for eternity. Certainly blinded the rich man and his brothers. Before they knew it, they died and wakened up in hell. You see, when people have something and they can spend a few more dollars to make themselves feel better for the moment, they can blind themselves to the real truth that this is not forever. Psalm 49 speaks of the rich, and it says their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. This is the only immortality they'll ever know. They're blind to eternity. And that's why, finally, the Lord Jesus directed us to maintain a healthy attitude to worldly possessions and use them wisely. Make to yourselves friends of or by the mammon of unrighteousness. In verse 13, he calls us to a decisive choice. God, not mammon. And that's the choice this morning. That's something that comes to every man and woman here. There is a choice to be made. God or mammon. The true riches or the ephemeral riches of the world. One or the other. He urges us to keep eternity ever before us. The emphasis that he places is on eternal dwellings, everlasting habitations. And he uses the story of the rich man who died and went to hell, and his brothers rushing madly after him, to seal this message to our heart. What's the use of living in a mansion for 10 years? Aye, or 50 years. If you're going to spend eternity in hell, where's the wisdom there? That's crazy. And that's what the Lord Jesus is warning here. Keep eternity before you. Question is not, how great a job can I get? How many degrees can I pile up? How much money will they earn me? If the Lord entrusts you with great wealth, then it will be also a great responsibility, a dreadful responsibility. But that's not the big thing. The big thing is, where am I going to be in eternity? The Lord Jesus lived with eternity stamped upon his mind, eternity in his every word, eternity in his every message. That's the message for us today. Straight from the lips of Christ, where will you be in eternity? Are you ready for heaven? Or are you walking the broad road to destruction? And if you are saved, then the Lord has a good word to give you. And that's, use any possessions that he entrusts you with down here to lay up treasure in heaven. That's the real meaning of verse 9. Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you feel they may receive you into everlasting habitations. As I said, you can't buy your way into heaven. But you can use what you have on earth to advance the kingdom of heaven among men. Do you remember what Paul said to the Philippians when they sent him money? They sent him a gift. He said in Philippians 4:17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. They were laying up treasure in heaven. Especially, you know, we can use our possessions to reach the lost with the gospel. I was thinking again, I often mention C.T. Studd in this regard, the man who gave up a fabulous fortune in order to go to be a missionary. Give away a fortune to this part of the Lord's work and another part and another part. The only part that he didn't give money to was the part that he himself was engaged in. He trusted the Lord to meet that need while he gave away to others. But tell me this. When you look at a map of the world today, South America has been largely evangelized by two missionary societies. Not the only ones, but largely evangelized by two missionary societies established through C.T. Studd. India, insofar as it has been evangelized, largely so, through the efforts of C.T. Studd. And today the great harvest in China is coming about because God has not forgotten the labors of a Hudson Taylor or a C.T. Studd. You go to Africa, and again, growing out of the Heart of Africa mission, come societies that have brought the gospel to millions. Now, C.T. Studd took a few million dollars and he threw them away. As far as the world was concerned, he threw them away. But he was simply scattering seed. Tell me, does it take much imagination to look forward to that day when the millions of Africa will meet the millions of Asia and the millions from South America, and they will rise up and welcome him to glory? Will they not testify, thank God for a man who gave everything to bring us the riches of the grace of God? The rest of Studd's family is unknown. You have to read about him to find out about them. They're unknown. Oh, they had the money. They enjoyed it. And no doubt they did some good with it. But the reality is, the one who really used it was the one who used it for the glory of Christ. You know, as we come to a close, let me put it this way. Perhaps there's no sphere in which we can be more obviously like Christ or unlike Christ than this attitude to mammon. To Christ, it meant nothing. Nothing. He was rich. He chose poverty. And he labored to make us rich toward God. Men and women, that's how we ought to live. Some of you young people are facing future. What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to be in life? Where am I going to go in life? And the thought comes, I couldn't afford to be a missionary. I couldn't afford to be a preacher. I couldn't afford this. I would have to give up this. That man, dear, talk sense. You give up nothing to serve the Lord. There's no sacrifice, really, in being made a herald of the King of Glory. That's the greatest honor on earth that any mortal can have. We can have no higher calling than to be like our Savior. God and mammon. What will it be? Let me put it to you bluntly and ask you the question. Is your love of what you can gain in the world keeping you from getting the true riches of saving grace. What would it profit you if you got everything and you lost your soul? Make sure you get saved today. Then let me ask you, if you are saved, is your love of what this world can give, its position, its possessions, its pleasures, whatever, is that keeping you from taking that life that Christ has redeemed and placing it in the altar for God, saying, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated unto thee. Take all I am, take all I have. I can give no more, and by the grace of God, I will give no less.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.